Okay.
Recording line.
Voice. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a...
No, it records the mic.
Records all voice.
Where we arrived, Tahir, yesterday?
Sayyidina Grand Sheikh took his tasbi and his miswak. Baitai went to Medina, and there he met with Grand Sheikh Shah Naqshband. That's where he's from.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. In the previous session we spoke about, and this is from Grand Sheikh's note, and it is on Friday 10 Safar, means the month after Zil Hijj, after the month of Hajj, 1392, means from 35 years ago. Kalam al Awliya, the words of saints, are always living. When saint speaks, there is a light in their speeches. It is not like normal people when they speak, there is only ego in their speeches, because they write their speeches. Awliya Allah, they don't write their speeches. They take it from the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the heart of Prophet, they take. It's already coming with letters in made out of light. Like today, the teller is the one who is reading the news. In front of him, there is a monitor that all these letters coming, shining. Awliya Allah, they take from the heart of Prophet and they give. So what we are going to speak is what Grand Sheikh said, and it is something that is deep, and some people might not understand, some people might understand. Always Awliya Allah, when they say something, majority of people cannot understand, like what happened with Muhyiddin ibn Arabi. People till today, they read his books, Muslim and non-Muslim. They're mostly also non-Muslim. They read his books, they see a lot of enlightenment and lot of very highly divinely understanding or knowledge that Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi mentioned. So this is a drop from that knowledge that Grand Sheikh is opening to us, and we will not go into all the details, but we will skip through it. And wherever there is permission, we can mention. He said that, continuation of the previous session, that I took my beads and I went to Medina. By Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I was in the masjid of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Rawda. I saw there Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband, the big saint of the Naqshbandi Sufi order from Bukhara. And he came to me and gave me a big bucket full of mercury. And he said, by the order of Prophet, I brought you this bucket of mercury. What is the color of mercury?
Silver.
Black
silver.
Metallic.
Black pearl.
Is this black silverish? And silver has a meaning. It's not the silver itself, but the mercury has a meaning. Mercury always, if it drop on floor, it scatter, it's move. If you touch, it break and moves more. You cannot hold it. And it's not liquid. It's something that it's impossible to touch. Catch. He said, by order of Prophet, I brought for you that bucket of mercury. Awliya Allah, they know that there is wisdom on in everything. And that's why they don't respond like they are stunned or what is this, or can I accept this? They know that it is something that has a benefit, because there is nothing on earth that God created, Allah created, that has no benefit. Everything with benefit. And that's why everything they say and any word that comes from their mouth is benefit. And that's why sometimes murids comes to them and they say to them, oh my Sheikh, I want to do this, what you think? He say, I pray for you. When he say, I pray for you, finish means there is benefit in that thing that you are thinking about. I'm going to present it to authorities, means I am presenting it to the divine, to the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he say, I'm praying for you, or I will ask my Sheikh to pray for you, or with barakah of Mawlana Sheikh, it will happen. That means that one has made a petition, you say, or surrender your problem, or send your problem, notified the authority, the high authority of sainthood, about what you are asking. There is no better answer than that answer. when the Sheikh say, I am praying for you. What am I going to say to you? I'm cursing you? When you ask
There's
him something?
That too.
That's benefit also? Or say, oh no, no need. Always the sheikhs try their best to satisfy your needs, what you are asking. Because they care for you. They want you what you like to get, that you get. Like if you need the help from someone in dunya, you go to one with high authority, write a letter, say please. And if you don't know him directly, you go to someone that intercede for you, and that person will write a letter for you saying, no, this person is good, please help him. So when you come to the sheikh and ask, and the sheikh said, I pray for you, means I am sending your request to the high authority above me, in order that inshallah whatever you asked, it will come. So everything, there is a wisdom out of it for saints. They don't object. So he gave him the bucket, and he said, I brought that bucket to you by order of Prophet. Mawlana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, grant Sheikh Shah Abdullah Al-Faz Darsani, took the bucket, put on his head, kissed it. He said, I took that bucket, I'm standing in that presence, and he said that since my age 7 years, I'm praying to my Lord. He said, since my age 7 years, I am praying to my Lord on behalf of Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means he is showing that his heart never been veiled. He was always in that munajat, supplication.
Yes.
In
intimate discourse.
Intimate discourse with the divine presence and the presence of Prophet ﷺ from 7 years, and he is responsible on behalf of Awliyaullah toward the divine presence to carry the responsibility and difficulty of the Ummah. And he said, Ya Rabbi, from my age 7 years, I am in that, not job, but in that position, asking for the benefit of the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hear me today, I'm asking for Mahdi alayhi salam to appear. And till today, Mahdi did not appear. And also my Sheikh Sharafuddin, is used to say, and is saying, was saying, that today Mahdi will appear, tomorrow Mahdi appears. Today Mahdi appears, tomorrow Mahdi appears. With all this, Mahdi alayhi salam did not appear. All awliya Allah are asking for Mahdi to appear, and every one of them say, today he's appearing, today pass, then say tomorrow he's appearing. Tomorrow pass, then say after tomorrow he's appearing. And since my age, 7 years, I'm asking this every day. And now I have the bucket. I don't know what I do with that bucket. And I'm asking for Mahdi to appear. And he said, even though Mahdi did not appear, anyone that way awliya Allah yazin kalamul awliya
ways
to way
give weight
yazin ya tuzan
way
kalamul the what the awliya says and has even the smallest doubt, he is out of realm of awliya Allah. They threw him out. He is saying that my sheikh was saying Mahdi is appearing, and I'm saying Mahdi is appearing since when I was 7 years, and Mahdi did not appear, but in any case, anyone has a doubt, he's out of wilaya. He cannot be in the circle of awliya, they throw him out. No one can understand awliya Allah's words. What they say, no one can understand what they say. You listen to them, you feel okay, but at the end you don't understand anything. Why they killed Hallaj? Because he said that ma fil jubba illa Allah. There is nothing in my jubba except Allah. They didn't understand what he means. That, yes, means there is no me. There is no isnainiya. There is, you cannot be two. There is no way to have two. Either me or him. If him, I'm winning. If me, in my robe, in my cloak, then I'm losing. And that's why he was saying, ma fi jubba Allah, there is no one in my cloak except him. Means there is no wujud liya. There is no existence for me. What exists is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awliya Allah, who can understand? People are objective. He said that one time Jibreel alayhi salam came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, call the Sahaba, all of them. This is how awliya Allah they speak. They don't say qala waqila. They don't say qala 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 qala. Then at the end, that this one said, that Prophet said. Awliya Allah, they don't need to say, this one said, that one said, that one said. Ali said, Ahmad said, Umar said, Mustafa said, Yasir said, then Prophet said. They don't have that. They take from the heart of Prophet directly. And they say, Rasulullah said. That is the way of their knowledge. It's not knowledge of one after one. Transmission. Although this is its jurisprudence, it's Sharia, we have to accept it fully, and we are following Sharia. But also, there is Tariqa, and we accept Tariqa, the Hakika, Ihsan, Maqam al-Ihsan, and we work on those two sides. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call all the Sahaba. And this is a famous hadith of Prophet ﷺ from Alamatul Sa'ah, the signs of the last days. He said, call all the Sahaba. And Prophet said, there is a valley in the land of beyond Sham, and in the land that comes from Romans, a big valley called Wadi Umuk, which is now in Iskandaron and Adana. It is in where is Habib al-Najjar in Antakya, where it's mentioned by Surah Yasin. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ صدق الله العظيم.
That Habib al-Najjar that came and said, when Allah has sent messengers before him telling them about to believe in Allah and they refused, the people of Antakya, then Allah sent Habib al-Najjar to them and they killed him. In that area, from that area up to what it is known to Adana today, it's called Wadi Umuk. And Prophet mentioned about it to Sahaba that Wadi Umuk, there will come a time when Mahdi alayhi salam appear. He was explaining to them about the Antichrist and the Messiah, and then Jesus coming and the Antichrist coming and Jesus coming and Mahdi alayhi salam coming. He said in that piece of land, in that huge area, there will be there a huge fight, war, and from the bloodshed that is going to run, a thawr, an ox, big ox, like 2-3 years of age, you need 2-3 years of age, the ox become, how is strong, with the bloodshed that's going to run, that blood is going to, like a flood, move the ox away. And you are going to see that. And that's why Ibn Asakir mentioned in his book that Prophet ﷺ said to Sahaba, he was telling them about Antichrist that is coming behind the dates, behind them, the date tree. And Sahaba were looking behind the date tree, expecting that Antichrist is coming in their time. But Antichrist didn't come yet. Mahdi didn't come yet. This war in Wadi Umuk didn't come yet. Then Grand Sheikh is asking, can you say that Prophet did not say the truth? He cannot say that. Anyone say that, he's completely outside the realm of belief. What Prophet said, it's going to happen, and he said Sahaba going to see it, means Sahaba going to see it. Allah will send them to see it. The word of Prophet ﷺ has to happen. And Sahaba has to see that. They are going to see the Antichrist. They are going to see Jesus. They are going to see Mahdi alayhi salam. And then Grand Sheikh said, Sahaba are going to see through our eyes. Because we are coming, we are the children of Sahaba. We are in their back, we are their descenders. When Prophet was talking to Sahaba by order of Jibreel alayhi salam, Grand Sheikh said he was talking to us, our atoms, in the back of Sahaba. He was addressing, and we were looking at Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and listening to him with our ears. And that's why awliyaullah, for them, they heard and they saw, and because their eyes are open. When they came to this world, they still seeing what they saw when they were in the back of Sahaba, when they were zarrat, atoms there. That's why awliya Allah, he said, their words you don't understand. When they tell you are going to see Mahdi alayhi salam tomorrow, means tomorrow you are going to see him. If you didn't see him, the one who is in your descendants, your offsprings, going to see that. Don't say, oh, question mark, where is Mahdi? I didn't see Mahdi alayhi salam. No. If you didn't see, the one who is in your back is going to see. Because that word being addressed to whom? He's coming from you. And that's why he said, awliya Allah, how many times they mentioned about Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam to make their talk was to those who are going to see Mahdi, that they are living in your back as atoms, sperms, that they are coming to dunya in the future. And he said, his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to our descendants, to our atoms, that it is in the back of the Sahaba, and his speech was to us. We are going to see Mahdi alayhi salam. We are going to see that war, and we are going to be saved. And we are going to get the rewards of being with Mahdi alayhi salam when he appears. And he said, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say, حَقَّ came and batil went, means حَق in my words. What I'm saying is حَق. I'm not saying batil. You saw Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking to you when you were in the back of the atoms in the back of Sahaba. He said that decision was taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave it to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all Muslim will be under the power of non-Muslim. And this is what we are seeing today. He mentioned that 35 years ago. In that time, that is going to happen. 35 years ago, it was not like that. Today, we see everything is Muslims are down because of their bad behaviors. But it's going to change. When I, and he is explaining that, when I got, all this was because of the bucket that Shah Naqshband gave to him, that knowledge came out. He's speaking about that knowledge. And he said, I asked, what you said, Najait?
I was engaged in intimate discourse.
I was engage in intimate discourse, saying, Ya Rabbi, send for us Mahdi to save the Ummah and to change unbeliever to believers. Because he said, Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. You cannot say to anyone that he is not under the mercy of our Lord. Muslim and non-Muslim. Every religion, everyone is, every human being is under Allah's mercy. Under Allah's love. And he said, when I make that prayers, I was asking, oh Allah, let everyone be under that mercy and be under your mercy by one sending Mahdi alayhi salam. Not distinguishing between a Muslim, non-Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, this or that. No, everyone. At that moment, he said, that bucket began to move in my hands. That's not a dream. That's a reality. That bucket is going to move in my hand. As is it's moving, it's dripping. Because when it's shaking, it's like a fountain, like splashing out from the pressure that coming from inside, like a cork, when you shake it and you open it, what it happen? It goes in every direction. He said all that mercury, because it's black and silver. Silver is the purity. Black is the power. So the power and purity coming together and coming out, splashing from that bucket and going everywhere, and that mercury begin to speak, I am Mahdi, I am Mahdi. And he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dress you because of your prayers, of your intimate discourse. Because of that prayers that you prayed, Allah opened for me to appear. أنت فتحت لي هذا الباب بمناجاتك. You opened for me that door because of your intimate discourse, because you are so pure. Because Grand Sheikh is Sultan al-Awliya, he is the Sultan of Saint. His prayers never will be rejected. Immediately it happens. He said, you opened for me that door that I will come and serve that ummah, I serve a human being. He said, as soon as I appear, before my appearance, there will be lot of, he didn't say earthquake, he said, تتفجر الدنيا.
The world will explode.
Areas in the world is going to explode. And from that explosion, water, hot water, is going to appear and overcome the earth. And this is what we saw in tsunami. Until today, it's coming still and coming. More is coming. From areas are going to come that water from underground covering earth, and from other side, fire is going to erupt and coming volcanoes. And this is going to be before my appearance. The only place that is safe is Sham. He said to me, sit in Sham and don't move. He said that I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the blessings for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad. I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the blessings of and the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all our students around the world that nothing happened to them. And I got that they will be safe. And they will not leave dunya without seeing Mahdi alayhi salam. Means if they don't see him in physical eyes, they saw him already because they were in the back of the Sahaba when Prophet was describing that to his Sahaba about appearance of Sayyidina al-Mahdi. And also describing that when Maulana means Grand Sheikh was talking, he was telling when he was making that suhba, he was speaking to all those who are going to see Mahdi alayhi salam. He's telling them they are seeing as even they are atom in the back of their parents. And Allah gave the authority for the sake of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Mahdi alayhi salam to yastalim,
take over
or to receive the ummah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to keep under his protection. He said that one of the signs that Mahdi's appearance is there will be a huge mountain in Turkey, in Bursa, what is known Bursa. It's from far from Istanbul, around 3 hours drive. It's a huge mountain there. He said under this mountain there is a huge volcano, fire, and going to erupt. And it was supposed to erupt 78 years ago, but he said it was delayed because there are a lot of believers in that area. In order not to be harmed, and many of them, they are carrying children that they will be seeing Mahdi alayhi salam, until they are moving slowly, that volcano is going to erupt. He said the Mahdi alayhi salam appearance was delayed 37 years from its original time that it was written. And that suhba is how many years? 35 years. He said that Mahdi alayhi salam is being delayed for 37 years. We have 2 years in front of us. And you have to believe that. Because if you believe it is 2 years and Mahdi did not appear, you still see Mahdi alayhi salam by vision. So don't have a doubt, like I know some people, they have doubts in what the Sheikh says. Don't have doubts. There are wisdom behind every word they say. We cannot understand it. So if we cannot understand, believe it. That's what Iman. Iman is to believe. There is nothing else. He said 37 years. Now we are 35 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not لا يستعجل.
Rush.
Does not rush in anything. His name is Sabur. Be patient. Everything, be patient. And ma'na sabur, the meaning of patience, is to carry difficulties. Means you have to learn that you have to be patient, means you have to carry difficulties. That's what's patience. If Allah is patient, Allah doesn't carry difficulties, hasha. But He is carrying us, we are enough difficulties. And He's mercying us. He's blessing us. He cares for us. He's patient with us. Means learn to be patient with everyone. Be patient with your brother. Be patient with your sister. Be patient with your community. Be patient with your country. Be patient with your president. Be normal person. Don't involve yourself in any kind of fight or struggle. Even you see something not correct, be patient. Then everything will come nicely in front of you. When you are patient, Allah will send everything the best for you. Don't say, I need this, I need that. Allah knows better. No one can give you if Allah doesn't want. Many obstacles will come to stop what you are wishing to get if Allah doesn't want. So give up and say, Ya Rabbi, I'm giving myself and what I want in your hands. And I am student of your sincere servant, that wali that takes me to the presence of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet take me to your presence, and submit and surrender to Allah's will. If you be patient, Allah will dress you from His beautiful name As-Sabur. And if He dress you from that, He give you power and light of that name. And who walk in that journey and seek the divine presence and carry these difficulties and obstacles and become patient is the one that he will be with Allah and with His Prophet. And who is questioning a lot and asking a lot and wants to be something and someone and to be this and to be that, he is losing a lot. Be nothing. When they asked Shah Naqshband, how you like students to be? He said, I like them to submit. The submit, not the submit of the dead person. The submission of the dead person. Because the dead person still, he has, Allah takes the soul, but he leave there a little bit of that power, that when he is being dead and washed, he is feeling the water is cold, the water is hot. He is feeling, he is moving right, he is moving left, he is asking be to that one who is moving him, but he cannot talk, he cannot open his eyes. But he's seeing and he's feeling like someone is sleeping. Or someone under anesthesia, you don't see that? If someone under anesthesia can, you can move him the way you like, is not? He doesn't open his eyes. Why we think that the dead person is not under anesthesia but heavenly anesthesia? That makes him not to respond to you, but he is responding to Allah. He is able to hear and feel and do everything. So he said, I don't want someone like that, because he complains also. I want someone like a leaf of a tree in the fall, where it becomes hard and comes out of the tree, and the wind take it left, take it right, doesn't say anything. And even the wind take it to fire, it will burn without saying anything and without complaining. I need my followers and students to be like that. That is the real submission. If they submit like that, they are submitting to Allah and to His Prophet, and they will be in that presence. And inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow evening with the continuation of these notes. But I don't think we will finish them. But inshallah, whatever we can do. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ